The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, St. Teresa School. Rise and shine, everybody. Happy Friday. Little thought for you for the day, okay? Jesus says to his apostles, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Very important phrase. Let's understand it a little bit better, shall we? First thing to understand when Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," is when he says this. He says this at the Last Supper. It's the night before he dies. It's Holy Thursday. And he turns to his apostles and he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." Question for you here this morning. If you knew that you were going to die tomorrow, do you think just maybe you'd be a little bit troubled? Yes. Yes, you would. So when Jesus says, "Don't let your hearts be troubled," first thing to understand is he doesn't mean there's never going to be any trouble. The question we have to answer is this: when trouble comes, what are we going to do with it? Okay? And to that end, little story for you here this morning, okay? So here's a little true story now about a lobster. Now, everybody knows about a lobster. Lobster is a little animal who lives on the bottom of the ocean, and he lives inside of a hard shell. And the shell is a little bit bigger than the animal living inside. Gives him a little bit of room to grow. But the shell doesn't grow. Shell remains the same size. And what happens with a lobster is the little guy grows and he grows and he grows until it comes to a point where it hurts. He reaches a threshold of pain. And then, believe it or not, that little lobster makes a decision. Either he crawls underneath a rock, sheds off his old shell, grows a new shell, and keeps on growing, or he decides to stay the same and never grow again. Every little lobster does that. Fascinating. You can learn a lot about God from nature. Because God is the author of nature, right? And you can learn a lot about a lobster. From a lobster. Here's the lesson I think that's most important. Whenever you grow, expect it to hurt. It's one of those tough life lessons. You want to run faster? You're going to have to hurt. You're going to have to train. You want to jump higher? You're going to have to work at it. You want to be better at an instrument? You want to be better in school? Whatever it is, you're going to have to work. It's going to hurt. And you got to learn a lesson from the lobster. You got a choice to make. Do you want to keep growing or not? Now, it's true about your soul, too. All of us need to grow, spiritually speaking. What does it look like when we grow, spiritually speaking? Answer: we become more loving. We become more like Jesus on the cross. Everybody resists this growth because it hurts. I know everybody thinks they want to grow closer to God, but the truth of the matter is people resist because God's grace challenges you. It makes you grow. And growth hurts. And we got a choice to make. We going to keep growing or not? Listen, trouble will come. Only question is, what are you going to do with it when it comes? Turn to God and you'll grow. You'll become more like Jesus on the cross. You learn to think more about other people, less about yourself. Most people, they turn to God and they ask God for things, but sometimes a lot of times people treat God like he's a genie in a lamp. They just want stuff. God, give me this, and God, give me that. Please don't misunderstand. Please don't misunderstand. It's okay to ask God for things in prayer. We do this all the time. But we want to get the big picture right. And often we get the big picture backwards. We don't go to God to make God make our dreams come true. It's God, rather, who's knocking at the door of your heart. And he asks you to cooperate with him to help make his dream for you come true. And know this well. God's dream for you is way better than your dream for you. You can't improve upon God's dream, upon God's plan. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Jesus wasn't troubled. He didn't say that for himself. He said that for his apostles. He wanted to make them strong. And this morning, I want you to hear him say it to you. Because he knows what you're capable of. He's got big dreams for who you can become. If you listen to his voice, if you turn to him, if you've got the courage to grow. Amen? And God bless you too.